It all began in 2010 when the American Library Association, or ALA, found Southern's master's program in library science wasn't meeting the standards necessary for accreditation. Southern was put on probation and given time to fix the problems. Dr. Gregory Pavisa is the interim dean of graduate studies at SCSU.
The Commission on Accreditation itself raised the issues related to the curriculum updates and the fact that, in their opinion, the curriculum had not been updated recently, as well as faculty productivity.
The issue of productivity is nothing new for college professors who are expected to do research and to get their work published. Pavisa says the 11 full-time faculty created a plan to correct the problems, and there's a new department chair after the former chair stepped down. But the changes weren't satisfactory, and in June, the ALA committee voted to withdraw accreditation. The ALA cannot comment while the school appeals, but Pavisa says the school has already begun to see a negative impact on its program.
Certainly, since we were put on probation, and this is no surprise, there is a drop-off in the number of applicants to a program. Unless it doesn't matter to the person's employer as to whether they graduate from an accredited program or not.
The ALA will decide on the appeal by mid-November. Meanwhile, 175 students are enrolled in the MLS program at Southern. If accreditation is not restored, current students will have 2 years to graduate to receive a degree that's still considered accredited. Southern has the only library science program in the state. Lucy Nalpathanchil, WNPR News.